Friday about midday, I was at a meeting at one of our middle schools when the news from Newtown, Connecticut started coming in. And I have to tell you, that hit very close to me for two reasons. One is, my own children are that age. And the other is, most of you know, my career has been dedicated to public education. And to see that this last perceived protection of the innocent to be shattered is a pretty scary thing. So all weekend, my thoughts have been on this. And I've been on the phone and on email with school psychologists in our district and school counselors trying to prepare our schools for how to deal with this starting tomorrow. In fact, I came straight here from a meeting of our administrators that included state personnel and local law enforcement as we try to come up with a plan to how to help adults speak with kids about what happened and also how to help adults deal with it as well. And as I started working on this sermon, I realized that the tips and strategies that